I'll stand if you don't mind.
All right. We're honored to have with us today Mrs. Dodo Paraphernalia. Mrs. Paraphernalia, you are a designer of women's clothes. How would you describe your particular...
I specialize in go-go.
I see.
Whatever is in, whatever is now, whatever is happening, baby, that is what I try and design.
That dress you're wearing, is it one of your own?
Yes. This is a very now dress. It's a minigown made entirely of metallic fibers.
Is that a radio I hear playing?
No, that's my dress.
You mean you have a radio built into your dress?
I mean my dress is a radio.
I see. Can you turn down your dress for a moment?
I'll make a stab at it. There we go. I still have a few bugs to work out of it.
Yes. What gave you the idea for this electronic chemise?
Well, with 25 million teeny boppers in America, and about 90% of those listening to the radio over 4 hours a day, I thought it would make it easier if they could wear their radios instead of carrying them.
That sounds logical.
The antenna is woven into the metal fibers of the dress. I'm having trouble controlling the stations, though.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that whenever I move my...
Now, 5 minutes of the latest news. Red China Today delivered an ultimate...
Hips. A different station comes in, which could be disastrous for dancing.
Yeah. Where does the sound come out?
All over. Arthur Godfrey seems to come from my rib cage, and Huntley Brinkley under the arms, which gives kind of a stereo effect.
I can imagine.
They sort of tickle if you wanted them.
Uh-huh. What other programs does your transistor dress receive?
Well, Lowell Thomas is no problem, but I have to be careful not to sit on Edward P. Morgan in the news.
What about the rock stations?
They come in all over the dress. One day you've got the Jefferson airplane in your navel, and the next day the monkeys on your back.
And where are the Rolling Stones?
Right over my gallbladder, usually.
Who listens to radio? Only 150 million people.